Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Toucher and Rich.
I read you loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Thank you and good afternoon. I still lost the words every time I come to the site, to be honest with you. Growing up here from Everett, born and raised, this site is not what it is today. It's magical. And I feel, I've never felt so safe in my life, to be honest with you. They're both behind me in these fine offices to my left and right.
Nine 8 5 the Sports Hub.
Adjacent to a chemical plant.
The
townies, they are gonna hire. You got Mike's roast beef just across the street. A guy in a Celtics jersey with bare feet, spilling fucking Red Bull all over his seat. So, viva Los Everett. Viva Los Everett. Viva.
.985 the Sports Hub. The mayor of Everett went on to say, for those who suffered through Monsanto and other big industries that polluted our properties and got us all very sick, I want to thank you for all you've done. Well, that all you've done for all city. No longer when you drive through Everett, you'll no longer smell gas and sulfur and oils, but you'll smell flowers and trees. Indeed, it will wash away all the chemical plant. We'll no longer be the back door to the city of Boston. We'd be the front door to the city of Everett. Well, very good. That's fantastic sentiments from the mayor. Because that's when you think of a casino, you think, and I understand they have lush gardens, but yeah, you're still on a chemical plant.
I mean, it's still right there. And as I said, I mean, it's the greatest thing. And they show it on TV, people walking through, you know, the lobbies, and then they would take the camera outside on like one of the balconies, a very scenic balcony, and you would see the lush gardens, and then it would pot up, and it was like, oh my God. Yeah. Here came the people who have been chemically altered. It's like Swamp Thing rising out of the ground.
Well, plus
it's
going to be like when the humans landed in Planet of the Apes and like everyone kind of just comes around.
Yeah, it's
like
2001.
Yeah, they're like all fascinated by them.
Right. It's like, oh, what is this giant monolith in front of us? And how can we understand what this is?
I just think it's so funny that people are going to like, oh, Boston's got a casino. I think I'm going to fly over there. And then you go and you see the skyline of the city and then they just go,
just like drop it anywhere. Here it is.
And you're like, where are we going?
And it's just awesome. And it makes me, and how nice it is makes me laugh even harder. Is that it's just like, it's perfection. It's this like the nicest resort in the world. And then you walk outside and it just looks like the end of days. It's a place where you would film an apocalyptic movie. And you know what, Fred? I think you had a breakthrough accidentally on Friday when you were talking about it, and that is how much science and how much research is done around the art of keeping people in a casino. They want you to stay in. They don't put mini bars in rooms because they want you to be downstairs gambling and drinking downstairs. They do all these things where they shut off the light in casinos because they don't want you to see that time has changed outside. They put it in Everett because they want you to be enjoy yourself when you walk outside, just go, hee, gas!
Yeah, you're
and then turn around and go
right back in this building.
I think Everett was the perfect place to put this casino.
Yeah. I mean, if you want people to stay in there. I mean, yeah, you're walking to some. The first thing you do when you leave there is getting in something that's taking you away.
Right, and that's why they made it tougher for you to leave.
That's right.
That's where there's no parking.
The whole idea If they could have picked anywhere, it was Everett. That's where they wanted to have it.
That's
right.
It.
All right.
So all weekend long, it's been fascinating because you know, there's a grand opening. It was 10 a.m. on a Sunday. I heard they did that specifically because they wanted to do it at the least populated time, the least busy time in the city, because they didn't want traffic to be a nightmare. But there was a massive line. I think they said that upwards of 20,000 people had lined up to get in at 10 a.m. And you saw it. I mean, it wrapped all the way around.
20,000. They
did fireworks. I mean, that's like, you know, I mean, it's going to like a Celtics game. It's as many people. I mean, it's absolutely packed.
Oh.
They set off fireworks at like 10 a.m., which, you know, are kind of tough to see fireworks at that time. But I understand why they did it. They wanted it to be grand.
And a nice no cloud day.
Yeah. Why don't you open it at midnight? I would think the building would be easier to get to. I would think there would be no trouble getting people. I would think there'd still be 20,000 people waiting to get in at midnight. And people could, hell, actually see the fireworks you set off.
I'm fascinated by it being 20,000 people out front when, you know, you can get into it whenever you want.
Yeah, right. I mean, once it's open, it's open. And it's
there. They don't have a lock on the door.
Like, I'm going to go this week. I want to see what this is like. I can't wait to see it.
Sorry, but I'm going to be the first one to hit on 16. That's me. I'm going to be the first one.
Hey, Mike, is the first clip the people or is it the guy who is in line first? The first clip that's in there, Mike. Is it the people or because I've got a compilation of the people. Okay, so this is the first guy in line and he's being interviewed on Saturday afternoon. And he's sitting by himself in the grass.
Ooh.
All right. And he has one lone sign that he's made. It's like a little, it's like 8 by 8.5 by 11. And it says Encore. And then underneath it, he wrote in like orange marker, Great. Encore, Great.
So he's a distinguished gentleman. He left the law practice for the day. And here's what he had to say.
Quincy's Glenn Reynolds knows how to wait and wait. And wait, arriving to...
That's on his tombstone. The man knew how to wait.
Quincy's Glenn Reynolds knows how to wait, and wait, and wait. Arriving to the new Encore Casino early this evening, 17 hours before it's scheduled to open.
Just said, okay, you can't come in the place, but you can sit out in the line. So there you go.
Glenn didn't bring a cell phone.
How do you not know this is just a normal dude in Everett? He's just one of Bird's friends.
They just found grass and decided to sit on it for the first time. They took their shoes off and were like, oh, the texture. You know, they said you could sit on the grass. So, I mean, this is perfectly good grass. So I said, I'll sit on it. Casino good.
Just said, okay, you can't come in the place, but you can sit out in the lawn. So there you go.
Glenn didn't bring a cell phone or a sleeping bag or really much of anything.
He doesn't really own anything.
I just had the pilot.
I think Glenn's a bit of a High Plains drifter.
Right. He's just like an Everett nomad.
Yeah. He just walked down from Quincy and saw a nice lawn and said, let's sit.
Mike's used to spending 10 hours a day in the Mike's Roast Beef across the street. And then when that closes, going into the Dunkin' Donuts.
Besides some snacks, he's just really, really patient.
There's going to be a lot of people that see this that think, this guy's nuts.
Well, you know, I don't want to be first, but I thought I'd have some company.
Contrary to what you might think, Glenn isn't homeless or jobless or crazy.
He's all three. Contrary to what you might think, I just love they just called him out. Yeah, you look at this guy. I mean, there's no way you're not thinking he's either homeless, crazy.
Yeah, we've given him a series of psychiatric exams and have come away with the conclusion that he is indeed not crazy.
At least that we could tell. In fact, he's not even a big
kid. At least that we could tell.
Yeah,
you didn't ask.
Well, no. If you ask someone that they're, if they're crazy, I mean, they don't generally go, "Yeah."
It's kind of a fake news. You're saying these things, saying, well, he's not, at least that we could tell.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't want to be first, but I thought I'd have some company.
Contrary to what you might think, Glenn isn't homeless or jobless or crazy, at least that we could tell. In fact, he's not even a big gambler.
I always enjoy anything celebration-wise. And this place, when I see him on TV, the coverage they had, this place is outstanding.
Do you have family, friends? Have you told them that you're coming out here? What's their reaction been?
Don't even say anything anymore because they've learned through the years to say, okay, he's going to do something.
They don't say anything because he's...
They've learned through the years he's going to do something bad. They don't say anything anymore because they don't want to know.
Don't tell me. That means I'm not culpable.
Yeah, plausible deniability.
Anymore, because they've learned through the years to say, okay, he's going to do something.
They don't say anything because he's done this before. He's been first on opening day, at parades. Like, he even won a $3,000 gift card after he spent more than a month outside an IKEA in Sacramento.
Did they say he was first in a parade?
Wait a second. How is he not? How does he have a job if he could spend a month in front of an IKEA for $3,000? Like, wait, something's not adding up.
As far as they can tell. Remember, once again, that was kind of the disclaimer they threw to the side.
$3,000 in an IKEA?
I mean, Sacramento? In fairness, that's half the store.
He even won a $3,000 gift card after he spent more than a month outside an IKEA in Sacramento.
Oh, they think that that's me. They say, it's Glenn.
There's Glenn.
There should be a sitcom.
That's Glenn.
It's called That's Glenn. And it's just Glenn in a parking lot.
I have to show you a picture because they kept showing the front of the line before it opened. And you had Glenn. And then there was a dude who had a t-shirt that said Party with Marty on it.
Mustache rides. 1 cent.
And then there was like this guy who was like 80 with long gray hair who looks like kind of like a wizard in like a biker's jacket.
The win has got to be so happy that...
Well, they saw him all coming in. They went, oh, God, $50 minimums. E-dads, go away. It's like their version of Raid.
They're like... You know, it's going to be like an old school Vegas opening, you know, tuxedos and everything. And then they show the people in line.
And like, one guy's got like, I called it. He had like a sleeveless Celtics jersey on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here we go.
This guy waited for a month in an IKEA parking lot for $3,000. Over a month. He sat in an IKEA parking lot for over a month. And then they said, oh, he's not crazy. And he has a job and he's not homeless. If you're in an IKEA parking lot for over a month, you're homeless. That's the definition of homeless. You have no home. The IKEA parking lot is not shelter.
Somebody said you guys missed out on a spot. You should have gotten Pasta Joe to be there. I mean, he did it during the Marvel Marathon.
Yeah, I just think that you got to give Pasta Joe a break.
How great would it be if he did every interview for the encore?
Yeah, looks like it's good.
So what are you doing?
How does it feel to be first?
Good.
It's nice.
All right. Thank you, Pasta Joe. Appreciate it.
Known for his Wheaties jacket on an 80-degree day.
Oh, Wheaties would have just freaked out. Yep. He would have been just put him on a box. With that much press coverage, you got to put Pasta Joe on the box.
Yeah. All right. We will return. Kyrie Irving doesn't like Boston. We can discuss.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Toucher and Rich.
Real nightmare.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich, and Kyrie Irving will never be happy. There's nothing that anyone can do for him that will make him happy. And he's won a championship. He wasn't happy with that situation. He came to Boston and was handed the keys to a team that had gone to the Eastern Conference Finals the year before and was not happy here. And Jackie McMullen dove sort of further into that.
Yeah, this is her on a podcast from this past weekend.
But these are all the things. The part of the thing was Kyrie Irving didn't like Boston. I've been told this by many people. He didn't like living in Boston. He just didn't. You know, by the end, he had issues with Brad. By the end, he had issues with Danny. By the end, he had issues with pretty much all of us, right?
Okay, so there's that clip. And I've also heard now since then, I forget who ended up finding this out, but I guess the opinion of Kyrie Irving and the city of Boston and his distaste for it happened halfway through the season. And in my opinion, I guarantee you it happened right around the time the fans turned on him for some of the comments that he made. And maybe, I mean, what was the genesis of all of that this year? Was it when he called out the younger players and Jaylen Brown kind of had to defend himself? Or do you think it was when he said, come and ask me, after they went through that bad streak and he was asked about his saying he was going to resign with the team and come and ask me on July 1st?
That was February, early February. Okay. Yeah, that one.
So
that was clearly the thing that made it turn and go the other way in everyone's mind. He might have decided that a long time beforehand, but that was in everyone's mind, that when he said, come talk to me in July, after stating definitively that he was going to return before the season started, I think that in everyone's mind turned him in the other direction for the fans.
I just don't know where he wants to play. I don't, if he didn't like Boston, I don't know what situation he wants to be in.
He wanted to be handed a franchise. The Celtics did everything they could to hand him a franchise, make him the signature player on a very good team. And he kicked it away. He's like, nope, that's not good enough.
Maybe he didn't like Faneuil Hall. Maybe he was he didn't know they were making a casino in Everett yet.
The other thing is, like, if you can't get along with Brad Stevens, who are you going to get along with? Because when you were in Cleveland, LeBron James, we know, was the coach. That was Mike Brown at the time, right? Mike Brown, and then you had, what's his name? The dude from Russia, or I forget what his name was, before he got fired. But you had Mike Brown. But the coach was essentially LeBron James. David Blatt, that's right. Yeah. So then you come here and you've got Brad Stevens, a guy who you have only heard players defend and talk about, hey, you would love playing with this guy. In the players' polls, he's always like first or second. Everyone loves Brad Stevens, yet he's the first player we've heard anybody have a problem with so far.
Remember he called out, Kemba Walker went off against the Celtics at one point during the season. And Kyrie told the media afterwards, yeah, people usually double team him and we decided not to. He called out his coach, and Stevens never snapped back at him. I mean, that's a player's dream. I could say what I want to about this guy, and he won't criticize me publicly? Oh, my God, where do I sign?
And some people have called out Brad Stevens, saying that he should have, at that point, made a stop to all of that and said something. But I think that Brad probably handled it right. He's probably like, I think we're learning that Kyrie Irving's, he's unlike a lot of players in this league. The dude will never be happy. And on top of that, I think he's always a grass is greener type of guy. As a matter of fact, to that point, so you heard what he said, or Jackie McMullen said. He said he didn't like Boston. I've been told this by many people. He didn't like living in Boston. By the end, he had issues with Brad Stevens. He had issues with Danny Ainge. And in the end, he had pretty much issues with all of us. And this was Sean Grandy, as you mentioned earlier, who took that comment and put it beside the one that he said regarding Cleveland. And from reports that the truth is Kyrie's camp has been putting this out there for years, that he doesn't want to be in Cleveland, that they don't want him in Cleveland. He doesn't like Mike Brown. He didn't like Chris Grant. He doesn't like Dion Waiters. He's already gotten a general manager fired. He might get Mike Brown fired.
By the way, that was from Windhorse. Yeah. We would know a little something or other about those Cleveland Cavaliers teams when LeBron was there.
And, of course, then there's another thing that he linked to. It said Kyrie Irving never wanted LeBron James to rejoin the Cavaliers, almost asked for a trade after 2016. And I think that Sean Grandy said it best. And he said at some point, he goes, if you have a story after story of all the bad roommates you've had over the years, guess what? You are the bad roommate. And as I was saying, this is a situation now that's got the Nets, according to reports, although I don't truly believe this, that saying that they don't want Kyrie Irving as a solo act because they've seen what he's done to a young team
right.
and when he's the number one guy. And it's the exact same position. And say what you will about the New York media, I would almost think that they would root for the chaos and want him to be there because it's a better story for them. But even they're going, you got to be crazy if you're the Nets and you take him on right now if he's the only guy. If you're if getting Kyrie gets you Kevin Durant after a year, then I'm sure they're all in the same boat.
But that's different because you have something to look forward to. If it's just Kyrie and you don't sign anybody else, completely different.
What if he had to pick up his player option and he just had to prove himself over the course of a year?
Like here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it would be amazingly chaotic. It would be the best. Because you'd sit there and now everybody, because nobody
it's
wants.
The same situation again. He repeats exactly the same situation.
Because you have the same team, except for Al Horford. You would have the same guys, these same young guys. I don't know if you'd have Rozier. I don't know if you could keep Rozier.
No, and if Kyrie stays here, Rozier is gone. I think Kyrie already
opted out. Yeah, Baines is gone too.
So, I mean, it's the point is moot.
Man, Morris is gone. I guess it's not really the same team.
No.
Now you think about it. A lot of guys are gone.
Much different.
Yeah.
I guess it's the same core outside of Al Horford.
That's a big change. That's a big change.
Sure. But I mean, the people we had the biggest problem with, like Jaylen Brown, would still be here.
You had, now Kyrie, again, from all we know about the Celtics and the inner workings of the locker room, Al Horford was the calming influence. Brad Stevens has said as much. And you now take him out of there and say it's the one in a million shot and Kyrie comes back. Much different situation, depending upon who they sign in free agency. But, I mean, without Al Horford, more of that responsibility falls on Kyrie to lead, which, as we all found out, is not something he's very good at.
I just, I'm more interested in, because it's not that he wasn't happy only as a Celtic. He didn't like living in Boston.
I think he just didn't like Boston fans.
No, that wasn't the statement, though. It was that he didn't like living in Boston. So I'm wondering where he wants to live. Does he want to live in Sacramento? Does he want to go back to Cleveland?
He wants to probably be someplace that he grew up or be someplace where he can make movies. So.
Where he grew up.
God, the more I think.
I mean, that's so immature. Like, why the hell do you want to be where you move?
Well, Kyrie Irving has kind of proven that he's not the most mature human being.
It's like babyish. Like, you got to, I mean, you have tens of, you can do whatever you want. You could buy all your friends in town. You could buy 10 houses where you grew up.
The more I think about it, and I think that the Lakers are going to be able to figure out a way to make this happen, but the more I think about it, I think he's going to become a Laker.
He's got to settle for less than a maximum.
I think
he's got to settle for about $8 million less per season to do it.
I think they'll be able to figure out something to make it work.
They can't do it. They've gotten rid of just about everybody. They can't do it. Unless New Orleans somehow acquiesces to push that trade off a month, and considering New Orleans has already flipped that fourth pick to somebody else, they flipped it to Atlanta on draft night. Well, they can't open up that max slot. Yeah,
why the hell would they? I mean, there's no way in the world. Why the hell would they wait a month?
I just think that all these teams always find ways of making stuff happen.
And
maybe even it would be a smaller deal. Maybe he wouldn't go for, like, you know, want the max, like, extension.
He's going to have to.
But I have a weird feeling. Wouldn't that be the one place he'd want to go? Because his friend's Anthony Davis, because that stupid phone call to LeBron James, where he was like, man, you were right the whole time. And they've got this weird little love affair.
Look, it's
and he also
one,
doesn't have to be the man. Man, right, doesn't have to be the 2.0. He can be the third best person on that team.
I think take quite a bit less money, and that would be crazy.
And also,
crazy.
Well, he made a movie when he lived in Boston.
Consider the ego, too. I mean, you're Kyrie Irving. You've won a championship. You're averaging 20 to 25 points a game, and all of a sudden you're on the same team as LeBron James and Anthony Davis. You're the third banana behind those two guys.
Do you think he wants to be the first banana?
I don't think he wants to be number three either. I mean, that's a big difference. I mean, there's only one basketball.
I think he wants easy glory. And I think being a Laker is easy glory.
No, he didn't like it in Cleveland.
If he went to L.A. before Anthony Davis got traded there, that's one thing.
It's different, Fred. Here's why. Is that when he was there, he thought he was the reason they won. And in many ways, he was a major part. But now that he realizes that he can't do it on his own, he wants to redeem himself, and he knows he can't go to Brooklyn and do that if he doesn't have someone like Kevin Durant playing with him.
Well, he would have to take a significant pay cut, which I can't see anyone doing.
I don't see him doing that.
Especially if you have any pride.
Somebody said he'll max deal offers from at least one, two, three teams. There's no way.
Somebody on Twitter actually makes an interesting point. He goes, Kyrie would obviously have to settle for a lot less money to sign with the Lakers, which sounds crazy. So you realize he had a quote on Instagram this week about greed. And so, once again, this is the one guy I wouldn't pass him to do anything crazy like that.
This contract will take up a good chunk of his prime. I mean, think about it.
He doesn't have to sign a 5-year deal.
I think.
No, but I mean, come on. I mean,
one that needs redemption more than him right now.
But he's not going to Los Angeles. It's not going to happen. He can't do that. He can't take that less money. He can't. I mean, it destroys him. It that doesn't save his reputation. It kills it. If he took that much less money just to go be a barnacle on LeBron James, that's going to have the opposite effect. It's not going to be a redemption. He's going to look pathetic. All right, Joe Haggerty is going to join us probably. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
The bat.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, Cam Newton was on a flight. And he had a request for someone.
So Cam Newton, according to this Twitter account, tried to pay someone $1,500 to swap seats with him on a flight and was turned down, according to someone on the flight. There's a guy by the name Eli Edwards. He shared a video on Twitter of Cam Newton talking with someone that was on a flight. Edwards says that Newton offered the guy $1,500 to swap the seats. He was trying to get some extra leg room, he explained, and Newton appeared to be sitting coach on the flight
There's a million things going on here. Why is Cam Newton under any circumstances flying coach?
Maybe it was a last-minute flight that he had to take. That's the only situation where I would think that would happen.
How many of the first-class seats are just, you know, are purchased? Usually they're upgrades, right? I have to imagine that that's the case. And second of all, is this guy wearing a top hat and a monocle? Where were they flying? How long a flight?
Newton attended Men's Fashion Week in Paris.
Ooh.
And appeared to be returning home from that event. This guy Edwards was in Paris as well, though he was there proposing to his fiance at the Women's World Cup. Said between the proposal and this video going viral, this guy's having a pretty big week. So it sounds to me as if this guy was coming back with his fiance and they were together in first class. And this is different. This isn't like you're flying from Charlotte to, you know, Boston. This is an overseas flight and he didn't have first class for it. And in fairness, overseas, those things get gobbled up pretty quickly. It's all not right. Like an upgrade. But people
then
want to
take a private plane.
Yeah.
He's flying from Paris in coach. Then don't go on that flight. There's no excuse. By the way, I don't know if I'd take the $1,500.
And by the way, $1,500, like here you go, to get into first class on a flight that goes over the Atlantic, dude, that's not like, that's probably you paid that.
Yeah.
You probably paid that much.
Not that much. And yeah, if you're Cam Newton, I'm sure you have extra cash to stay in Paris an extra day until a flight that can accommodate you is found.
Yeah, you got to offer like $3,000 to $4,000 in order to get someone to even consider it, because that's about how much that flight cost, especially the kind with the beds.
You got to figure that they had the beds, a little free champagne,
a little pod you can sleep in.
Yeah, go to sleep. You just shut your eyes and you're right asleep over there on those overseas flights.
I actually like those. I've only done it once. There was one time where there was a new airline that was flying out of Logan, and it was this just like sale, and I somehow got like first class with the beds for I think it was $400 going over. Jeez. I had to go through Portugal, but it was awesome. Like it was, it's the greatest.
I got upgraded on a flight back from London without paying anything, and I was like, "What the hell is this ticket?" And it was on the second story of the plane.
Oh, I've always wanted to go on one of those before.
Yeah, and it was like...
Did it have a bar?
No.
Oh, I've seen the movies. There was always the ones at the bar.
Yeah. It was like the 70s, like when you could smoke and like people were having sex on the shag rug.
Right. You ever been on a plane nowadays that has the little cigarette ashtray in the armrest? I think about like 5 years ago I was in a plane that had that.
Well, I was with my parents in Tampa, and this was the same situation where... they put us up in a dumpy hotel because, all right, so we were scheduled to fly out of Tampa this day. One day we got the flight got canceled. We had to spend the night. Now the next day was the first day they weren't allowed smoking on flights. So first of all, I have to go through the hell of, going in my mom, not sleeping in my father's room, sleeping in my room when there's pornography. So there's just a box, and this is like old school, like box of pornography. Mm-hmm. It just was sitting right there, and it was maybe the worst night of my life. Was just sitting there waiting for, like, just tossing and turning, pleading with my mother, get out of the room, get out of the room. And that never happened. So we spend the night at this place.
Okay.
The next day, people assumed they'd be grandfathered into the smoking.
Yeah.
And we all had tickets in like the smoking area, and that was not the case. Oh boy. Oh boy. There was a woman who had a yellow legal pad that almost filled out the entire thing, writing a letter to the airline. They were telling the stewardesses to F off. They were, because this is their first experience without having to smoke for over the course of like 3 hours. Yeah. Like my dad was just like freaking out. They had deliberately booked their flights.
Wait a minute, your dad was upset about something?
Yeah, believe it or not, the guy who used to pace around the house in a circle in his underwear, and just because of work.
Oh,
he somehow
your dad was
out about
pissed.
It.
Stop it.
Yeah, but can you imagine if you smoked and there was, you know, you could smoke at work, you could smoke anywhere,
right?
You could smoke at every restaurant, you could smoke at Chuck E. Cheese, and this is the first time ever that you're not allowed to smoke for 3 hours.
Oh, my God.
I mean, and then you're in the tube in the sky. That's got to be a horrendous experience.
This video is the best. So I'm just now watching it in its entirety. And he's not even trying to get a seat from somebody who has, like, one of the sleeper beds. It's like the bulkhead seat at the front. So you've got Cam Newton, and he's wearing, like, this super flashy shirt and these dark sunglasses, like, on the plane. He's, like, wearing, and like, you know, like a hat, like a fedora.
A fedora. He
goes in front of everyone.
He has one attached to his head.
So
you've seen him without a fedora or a helmet on?
No, but I figured once the lights were off him, he'd take it off.
No, he's got a fedora everywhere.
God, I mean, that's like football wear post-press conference deal.
Bulkhead seat, I'm taking the $1,500.
Okay, I am too. However, maybe this guy's just got a great sense of humor, because Cam Newton goes up and he's in front of everyone, and you can tell everyone's looking at each other. They all know this is Cam Newton, okay? Right. So he walks up to this guy in the bulkhead, and he's talking to him, and it looks like he's trying to negotiate it. And then Cam's shaking his head incredulously that this guy won't take his money. He's like, "You got to be kidding me!" And so he's at the front, so everyone sees him doing this, and then he slowly does the walk of shame and goes back to his seat that is indeed in the regular cabin, but he has to squeeze past two people and go to the window. Oh, it's so humiliating.
I don't understand how you could have that much money and fly coach over internationally. There's no reason, none, absolutely none, that you would do that. There's not, if he's got, what, he got $100 million?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure he's made that much in the NFL.
Oh, I mean,
he's two contracts in, right?
Yeah. With endorsements. I mean, he's got to have like well over $100 million. There's no excuse. He could rent a plane. I mean, what, how much do you think it costs to rent a plane to go from Paris to...
I couldn't even tell you. I have no idea.
Say it's 50 grand. I mean, you could do that if you wanted to.
Oh, but just to put yourself out there and stand in front of everyone. And like the way he just... You can see the guy, the back of the guy's head. He just like shakes it no. And he's incredulous. He's like, what? You're going to say no to me? I'm Cam Newton. What are you going to say no to me?
Well, you know who's got to be thrilled is the person with the middle seat. With big-ass Cam Newton next to him.
made over $100 million
of course.
In his career.
There you go.
Yeah. Without endorsements, by the way.
Yeah, okay. So say he's made, with endorsements, $120 million.
$150. Let's just say
$150. And then you give up half for taxes and some lawyer fees. The man's sitting on $50 million cash. You don't fly. You're flying first class.
Yeah, I mean, I would say a bulkhead seat or even like a regular cabin seat from Paris... Probably like around $750. Would you say that's fair? $750 is probably about like right without finding a good deal. It's like to Paris.
That's still,
so you're probably doubling the price.
Still less than to fly into Miami for spring break. That's like $1,200 a ticket.
To Miami for spring break?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. or winter break, rather. Yeah. There's a little something called gouging.
Oh, yeah. You go to Orlando around Christmas? It's ridiculously expensive.
And by the way, everywhere I go, like I'm like, it costs us $1,200 to get here. And they're like, really? It costs us $300. What? No. What do you know so much? What are you, on the dark web? Like, where are you getting, how is your ticket $1,000 less than mine?
Well, they only had six stopovers.
No, direct. Direct. Oh, yeah, it was so little, we've popped up for first class. We got ourselves in first class. Everyone pays so much less in airline tickets than I do. Apparently, there's some website that is just, is only for certain people that you can go to.
I told you about the one time I was just, like, so shocked that I did something so stupid that I don't even know why I did. I was sitting on, I had purchased a aisle seat, because I always like the aisle seats. I got, you know, longer legs. I hate being trapped in. So I purchased an aisle seat. And this woman comes on, and she couldn't speak English, but she was obviously in the middle seat because there was somebody already at the window. And she goes, excuse me, do you like this? And she does this thing with her hands as if like to scoot me. And I'm like, excuse me? She goes, yeah, scoot. I went, okay. And I stand up, and she goes and sits down in my seat. And what she's asking me is if I can scoot over and sit in the middle. And so after she sits in my seat, instead of saying like I should have, could you please get up? I think this is your seat. I just went, okay.
Oh, no, I'm raising hell.
And I sat in the middle, and the whole time, I don't know, and I'm thinking, why didn't I tell her that that's my seat? And she's finally, at the end of the fight, goes, thank you for moving over, like in English. And I'm like, you know how to speak English.
Yeah. She was pulling like the Sammy Sosa.
How old was this woman?
60 or so. Okay. She was like 60. She was like an older lady.
No, that's not old enough.
She's like an older lady. And I was like, okay. And I moved over. And the whole time I'm like, I just wanted to avoid confrontation so bad with someone who I couldn't speak the same language as. No. That I just gave in, and the whole time I'm sitting with my knees in my chest.
A crippling injury, the cutoff point for that is 70 or 75.
No, they're still not sitting in my seat just because you're old.
Elderly, no, to ask something like that.
No, you get your ass in the middle seat. But she pulled the Sammy Sosa. Remember when Sammy Sosa would get interviewed and all of a sudden he'd forget how to speak English?
Yes.
At the end of
Ichiro was great at that too, by the way. Yeah, same thing.
They speak perfect English, but all of a sudden they can't speak English when they're asking them a tough question. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Miss something? something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Oh, yeah, crazy town. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. I just wanted to ask you, do you only fly one airline?
No.
You don't? Because it seems like, I listen a lot, and I've heard you say that, like, you can't fly anywhere direct out of Boston, which is just not true. Like, there are at least two airlines, I won't name them on the air, but at least two airlines fly just about anywhere direct, except for, like, Knoxville.
That's not true. They couldn't get out to St. Louis direct, Felger and Maz.
There is one airline that does, but it kind of sucks. Not Spirit, but a different
It's not Spirit? Okay. All right. I know.
But also, like, why do you never mind. All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Yeah, kind of caught up there. By the way, we found out why Cam Newton was on a flight from Paris in coach. And they said that Cam Newton paid for a business class seat from Paris to Charlotte but missed his flight. His only option to fly home that day was through Dallas in regular economy class with no extra legroom.
What a beating that is.
Well, if you already missed a flight, miss another one.
I was just going to say, why put yourself through that? You have to fly all the way to Dallas and then double back? Oh, that sucks. That's horrible. On principle, I don't go.
No. But I wonder how many flights there are from... Well, no, because Charlotte's a huge airport. It's a huge
hub. So they're probably shocked they didn't hold the plane for him, too. When he missed it. Boy, it's warms the heart. If you are not a Cam Newton fan, as I am not, just him just completely can't believe, who is this guy to say no to my $1,500? And then when he walks right back, he just sits alone in his seat right by the window.
See, the thing about Cam Newton is that he just takes such a beating. That's the thing is that,
part of that's his fault.
You mean physically?
Yeah.
Part of that is his fault.
All right, by the way, that Taco Fall kid.
Yep.
That went to UCF has signed an Exhibit 10 contract.
Yes.
Is a Celtic for now.
Yes. It pays a 1-year deal that pays the minimum salary.
Did he just like fall a ton? I thought that he was going to be somebody that.
No, he was never going to be a first-round pick.
Then why do I know Taco Fall?
Because he played Duke
in the tournament.
And he pretty much shut down Zion Williamson.
And that was because college rules, you can stand under the basket and not do anything. And if you're 7'6" and you can play a 2-3, straight-up 2-3 zone, people have to come to you.
Yeah, and every time he was off the floor, Duke did whatever it wanted.
Much different in the NBA game.
Was the guy who they said is too tall, which if you would have said that to me 20 years ago, that there'd be a time in the NBA where someone could be too tall.
No, he's legit an actual dinosaur in the NBA game.
Yes.
I mean, he's not nearly fast enough. We'll see. Maybe he's good enough to make the end of the Celtics bench, but don't be thinking that this guy's going to come in and be a 20 or 25-minute a game player.
So he's going to be like
If he is, that's going to be a big problem for the Celtics.
So you think that he's going to be like Chuck E. Cheese Nevitt, just a big guy at the end of the bench that gets the applause?
Yes, sir.
The mustachioed one where you know you got a win or a big loss?
Correct. He's what we call the human white flag.
Yes. Yeah, so 10 points, 7.7 rebounds, 2.4 blocks.
Yep.
He shot 70% from the field.
Why do you think that is?
Because I would imagine that a quarter of his shots were dunks.
I would imagine that's pretty close to the truth.
Just so funny that 7'6 used to be just automatically you made the NBA.
Give reason to watch summer league games. That's what the Celtics just did. But no, if this kid makes the team, he'll be the last guy on the bench.
Yeah, I highly doubt he's going to make the team. Highly doubt it. Well, Ashirod Blakely is set to join us, hopefully, at 9 o'clock. There seems to be, it seems like starting this weekend, people just like aren't coming around.
Yeah, it's like just no one's at work.
There's like no one at work. There's like no one calling
Everyone's
in.
On vacation.
Yeah, like it just seems like we're the only people on the planet working.
Should we just do like a, hey, you listening? Just like open up the phones, ask us anything.
Maybe tomorrow.
Just so we feel like it's a normal show.
Okay.
It's like, this is like vacation. Everyone's starting to go on vacation this week.
All right. Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
We should do, hey, you listening?
Kids are at camp.
We should open up the what the Dickens line.
I haven't used that in a while.
By the way, Meatballs in Manhattan. So you can enjoy the show. Most likely the last time we'll be all out together. For an event, and Mark Jamelli, We talked to Tyler Faith, the adult, talking to his own adult film star, who's going to be indeed confirming that she is going to be dining with him.
She posted on Instagram. I'm sure you guys saw this. She posted on Instagram after our conversation that she will be there.
Okay, I did not see that, but good. 21 and over, $25 to get in, $5 goes to Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and everyone gets a Toucher and Rich t-shirt worth its weight in gold. You just put that on eBay and watch the bids fly. And someone's going home with a new recliner. So if you were on the fence about coming out to our event, know that there's a chance to win a recliner.
Just like the one Mark Jamelli has in his living room. It is. It's the exact same one.
And you've heard Mark Jamelli talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler Faith even said how hot it was that he hit all those recliners.
It is impressive.
Because it shows a man who knows how to lounge. He knows a man who knows how to relax. So go to 985thesportshub.com and buy your tickets today. And watch Mark Jamelli sing the hits mm-hmm. of the 1940s. Watch him dine. Just watch Mark Jamelli. Leave us alone. You just watch Mark Jamelli. It's Mark Jamelli's night.
It is his night, and he will be a rock star.
Are we having Nick be their waiter?
Oh, man.
I don't even know what food we're serving. This is all their world. Like, I mean, Nick's got this all set up. I have no idea what's going on with all this.
Okay.
I don't know about the table. I don't know about the setup. I don't know about any of this. We've kind of handed it off to Nick, and I trust that he's doing all this.
Does Nick know about this last idea you guys just brought up?
I think we mentioned it, yeah.
I think we did mention it.
Yeah.
How it would be funny if Nick was, like, the waiter.
Oh, boy.
Hey, boy! Two Manhattans for the lady. All right. Sherrod Blakely's on the line. No commercials here, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Roto-Rooter. Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.